Hello, this is Sissy Bass bringing you Sissy Bass What's In. Today I'm going to talk about worship, having a heart of worship. The Bible says in Luke 11:2, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Psalm 100 the verse of 2 and 4 says, Serve the Lord with gladness, come before his presence with singing, enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Now, a lot of times we enter the presence of God grumbling. A lot of times we enter his presence crying. A lot of times we enter his presence wondering if God is really on our side. And so it kind of hinders us from flowing in worship. It hinders us from giving our all unto God because we allowed what we're going through to weigh us down. But we have to understand that worship is the first step in effectual communication. What do I mean by communication? Prayer. Prayer, worship is something that you need to enter into first before even you open your mouth to ask God of anything. You must approach the throne of grace in worship if you want to get God's attention. Murmuring, grumbling, and tears do not give you access into God's presence. Only worship does that. When you come into his presence with a thankful heart and an attitude of worship, he welcomes you into his presence and is ready to intervene in whatever you have brought before him. He says, enter into his presence with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. After Elijah fixed the altar and put everything in place, the Bible says in Psalm 22:3, he cut the bull in pieces and laid it on the wood. That is the sacrifice of praise. Praise is the cheapest way to attract God's attention because he dwells in the midst of praise. God dwells in the midst of praise. That is why the enemy wants to hijack our joy, our peace, because you can't really praise him when you are not at peace with yourself. You can praise him when you are not happy. You can praise him when certain things are disturbing you. But the Bible is saying today we must put aside every pain. We must put aside every murmuring and grumbling when we're about to end or approach his presence. When you come saying, Lord, I just appreciate you for who you are and thank you for all you are to me. I thank you because you are always there. With this, his ears are open to you and he's already saying, what can I do for you, my daughter? What can I do for you, my son? Provoking God's presence is our ultimate goal in prayer because that is the best way to secure his intervention in our case. Once you secure God's presence, your answer is already at the door. And hard-seated praise and worship is the only way to do that. Praise is a proof that you acknowledge his sovereignty in your personal affairs and that of the universe. It is also a proof that you don't see him as the cause of your problems, but as your helper that grants you unlimited access into God's presence, where communication flows with ease and answers are granted. From today, I want to encourage you today, if you're one of those, I've been there before, that you enter his presence and you allow the troubles of life to weigh you down, that you can't even open your mouth and say, thank you, Lord. You can't even go on your knees and worship him and have an intimate time with him. Today, I'm admonishing you, have a heart of worship, have a heart of praise. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. When the enemy sees that everything that he has thrown off your feet, at your feet, despite everything that you're going through, you are still praising him, the enemy will flee away. Because left on the enemy alone, we will wake up every morning crying. We will wake up every morning complaining to God. We will wake up every morning wondering if God is on our side. But God is on your side. God is forever on your side. He will never leave you nor forsake you. From today, have that attitude of praise and worship, irrespective of what you're going through. Because the Bible says that when our praises go up, blessings come down. There's something about worship. There's something about praise. And there's certain doors that can open unless and until you lift your voice unto God and thank him for that which he has done for you, what he is about to do for you, and what he has done for you already, and what he is going to do for you. Lift that voice of worship and thanksgiving and say, devil, you have no power and authority over my life. Irrespective of what I'm going through, I'm going to praise my God. I'm going to worship my God because the answers to my prayer is in the hands of God. Today, have that heart of worship and don't let anything hinder it. In the name of Jesus, God bless you. Bye-bye.